we're at that point. We're actually two-thirds of the way through. We got less than 40 days left, right, out of 120 session. We've got some bills that, you know, the ones that passed out of the assembly, some of them were partisan, some of them were not. The nonpartisan ones, we were able to come to a consensus. You know, as far as what's going on this side, we've now hit the first House passage deadline. It's where things really start to pick up. The steam is pushing forward. And so we've got literally less than 40 days left to close a budget, to close issues on both partisan and nonpartisan levels. These next 10 days are significant in the overall spectrum of how session ends, where it should end, and how we get things closed down.
I'm curious, you know, how are you bridging that partisan divide or that gap, if you will?
You know, it's been tough because we look at, you know, how our relationships are versus how the bills have been passed. We see, you know, a significant amount of Democrat-sponsored bills being passed, only 10% of Republican-sponsored bills being passed, less than 10%. We're rounding up to 10% just to be cordial at this point. But I think that's an important point. I mean, the last time was very different in 2015, where we had a significant majority in both the House and the Senate and the governor's office. We were literally in a kind of a 50-45 threshold of what got passed. We went through in the mentality of, you know, we don't have all the best ideas, and we can work together and come up with some better ideas together. This session has been more partisan than I've been in, frankly, in the three sessions I've been to, plus the four special sessions I've been through. I think that will take some time, though, as we work. Speaker Frierson certainly up to the discussions. A guy that wants to work on good policy, and I believe he's sincere in those efforts.
Your counterpart in the Senate has essentially said that a lot of the bills from this session are essentially rolling back legislation that was passed in 2015. Do you think that's accurate? Do you think that the state is moving forward at all?
No, there are some that are significant rollbacks, and we won't stand for that. We will be caucus no's, meaning all the Republicans vote no. We'll signal to the governor that we certainly hope for vetoes on things that are repeals. That doesn't mean that we don't need to fix some tweaks or some small technical details from 2015. Coming up with significant reforms, things that were literally foundational and historical, that means, you know, in a couple of years you're going to find out, well, maybe we need to tweak it just a little bit. That's something we can support. But complete rollback of reforms that we did in 2015 is simply not acceptable. I think that as we look at moving forward, we've got a limited number of days where we've got a budget now that becomes very much the priority. All the other bills are attached to the budget that's left over. When you look at the last few weeks of session, a lot of the normal policy committees start wrapping up their business, and those bills end up in ways, which right now I think we're at $3 billion worth of bills that have ended up in ways between both houses. Significant. Those are constitutional limits that we're looking at. We are limited to a balanced budget. We cannot overspend. We can't print our own money. We're not the federal government, which is very good for Nevadans and something that we certainly uphold to. But I think the other piece of that is certainly making sure that the priorities are set. We know what the max we can spend. If we can spend below that, that's even better. But if we're going to spend up to that max, we need to make sure that we've got our priorities intact.